Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form what Paul calls a brand new species of being, one new man. And we're getting ready to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I am so excited to say that a number of years ago, I had a dream in which God himself came to me and instructed me to write a book. I had no idea that God would use it to this degree. The book is called They Thought for Themselves. Over 850,000 of these are in print, mostly in the Russian language, distributed to Jewish households throughout the former Soviet Union, because this book has 10 Jewish testimonies. Jewish people will read fascinating stories. They won't read scripture, but they will read fascinating stories, especially of the supernatural. And only heaven records how many Jewish people have come to the Lord through this book. I believe it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jewish people, especially in the former Soviet Union. But the book is literally untouched in the United States. And we're just starting. This is God's time. This is God's moment. This is God's book. Here's why I want you to read the book. First of all, it'll allow you to understand my Jewish people in a deeper way than you ever have before. In this book, we have a Jewish PhDs, a Jewish millionaire, a Jewish concert pianist, a Jewish Holocaust survivor, a Jewish person from the New Age, Jewish people from every walk of life. Also, after you read the book, God will have a Jewish person cross your path, and you're to give this book to them. Also, this book, although it's written for Jewish people, I can tell you as a fact, when non-Jews read this book that are not believers in Jesus, they see so much evidence of the reality of God, they have to receive Jesus. The book is available for a donation of $15 or more. And the very first story in this book is by David Yaniv, and the title is Paralyzed, Learn to Live with It. And I have David on the telephone right now. David, tell me about the time you were paralyzed. You were living in Israel on a moshev, that's like a kibbutz, and you're doing your job, milking a cow, and you slip on the floor. What happened?
Well, I severed my spinal cord, and I was taken to the hospital, and they operated, and after the operation, they realized that they made a mistake, and they apologized, and they left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Now, you tried everything. What was the prognosis of the doctors? What did they say? Well, would you eventually get better after the surgery that you had and everything? What was the prognosis?
Well, the prognosis was learn to live with it, because you'll never get better.
But you weren't satisfied with that. You went into you tried things in the New Age. Did that help?
Everything. I tried everything. And nothing worked. Because let's face it, I had terrible excruciating pain, but I still somehow walked into the hospital. And after the operation, they told me I'll never walk again. Mm. And they sent me to a convalescent hospital, a home, where they taught me how to walk with shoes connected to iron calipers, with a catheter.
And that's like a brace.
For 7.5 years.
You're bored, so you start watching TV, and you find a Christian television show. Why did you watch a Christian television show? You're Jewish. You're living in Israel. Why?
Right. Amen. This is a, well, that's a miracle. That's a miracle in itself. You see, when you're paralyzed and you sit at home and you've got nothing to do, you just play around with the dial. You know, today you got these clickers. In those days, you had the dial. So I sit next to the television and click. And there, a woman came and she shared the testimony, how she was healed. And she was healed by the power of God. And I thought, this is nonsense. These people are all actors. You know, but I still watch this program. Every day came 1 o'clock. I switched it on because, you know, I thought I had nothing better to do. And I thought, why should I feel sorry for myself? Let me watch other people feel sorry for themselves. I watched this program, and I watched it for over a year.
But you actually, every time Pat Robertson or one of the hosts would say a prayer of salvation, you would say the prayer right along with them. Why?
Oh, why? Because I believe that there is something more to it than just actors. I thought that, well, there must be some truth to it. Well, let me try. What have I got to lose?
And then one day, someone had such a precise word of knowledge. This was the 700 Club, by the way, if you haven't figured it out. Someone had such a precise word of knowledge. Tell me about that.
Well, there was a lady, an evangelist, that came on, and she said, there is someone who's been paralyzed for many years, and as I'm speaking now, he will be healed. And I said, well, praise God, let it be me. But nothing happened that day. I went to sleep.
Now, were you real disappointed when nothing happened?
I must admit, yes, I was. I was. But then I thought, you know, this is just not my day. I went to sleep, and the next morning, in order to get out of bed, I always had to help my legs with my hands to out of bed in order to get myself into these shoes with the iron calipers. And as I touched myself, there was feeling. I touched myself everywhere else, and there was feeling. All of a sudden, I needed to go to the bathroom. I was with the catheter. And I said to my wife, Sheila, come quickly, see what's happening. And my wife, a typical South African girl, said to me, rubbish. Lie down. I don't believe a word you're saying. And she took a needle. She said, close your eyes. And she started pricking me with the needle. And she said, where do you feel? And I felt every prick. So I thought to myself, well, I better stop her before she's going to make a sieve out of me. Anyway, we went to the doctor, our local doctor on our moshav, and when he was disturbed, I realized that something happened. Subsequently, we went to the hospital, and there must have been 20, 25 neurologists and neurosurgeons, and they all examined me.
Wait a second. They told you to live with it. They told you nothing could happen. They told you you would never walk again. So what do all these neurologists have to say about it?
Well, I can tell you they were flabbergasted. Until I told them, and this is the thing, they said to me, it's a medical miracle. They've never seen such a thing. So I told him, hang on to your horses. This is no medical miracle. This is Yeshua. And the minute I said that, slowly, slowly, they disappeared from the room. But I went home with all my paraphernalia in the wheelchair, and I came back to the moshav, and everybody saw me walking, and they only accepted the medical letter that this was a medical miracle. They wouldn't accept divine healing.
Well, that's okay. A medical miracle? I'll take a miracle any way you want. I don't care what is in writing. I will take a miracle. I love miracles. David, how long have you and your wife Sheila been believers in the Messiah now?
Well, you mean after this? It took about 3 months later she accepted the Lord as well.
So how many years have you been believers?
How many years, Sheila, were you now that you are a believer? It's about 21 years.
Oh, Mazel Tov. It's your 21st anniversary.
You're right.
David, for the Jewish person that's listening right now, give me one reason why they should believe Jesus is the Messiah.
One reason, it is the truth. He is the truth. He is the true Messiah. He is the true living Son of God. He is the true one who left this earth and coming back. He is the truth. That's all there is to it. And believe me, I tried everything just to refute it, and I couldn't. I couldn't. I read every second book, every book that you can think of, just to try to refute it, that it's not true, and I couldn't. He is the truth.
Now, David, I don't know what God is showing you by the Spirit, but I can tell you what God is showing me by the Spirit. I can tell you that I know, I absolutely know, that this is God's moment to reach Jewish people in the United States, and God is up to something. Whereas in the past, you might have shared Jesus with a Jewish person, and they weren't interested. Jewish people are, it's like a window of God's mercy right now. I rented an auditorium in Brighton Beach, New York, Brooklyn, New York, and we had over 400 Soviet Jews come to this meeting, most of them unsaved, and the majority of them stood up to receive the Lord. When have you ever heard in the United States over 400 Jewish people even coming to an evangelistic meeting, let alone receiving the Lord? This is God's moment, and I urge you to get a hold of the book, They Thought for Themselves. It's available for a donation of $15. I suggest you get 10 of them. I mean, stretch your faith a little bit. We don't want to sell books. This is a God book. This is a book that God himself told me that more Jewish people would come to know him through this book than anything I had ever done. And over 850,000, we are systematically, David, I don't know if you know this, we are systematically mailing this to Soviet Jews in Siberia, in remote places. We have a list of the names and addresses of Soviet Jews, and we're mailing this to Jewish people throughout the former Soviet Union. But my heart, my passion, I'm reminded of Paul's words, my heart's desire and prayer to God is that Israel might be saved. And this is God's moment. I tell you, the Jewish person that God has had cross your path is not an accident.
No, it definitely isn't. And I want to tell you something for people, Jewish people that are listening and non-Jewish people that are listening. That book of yours is an amazing book. It truly is.
Thank you, David. I can't urge you enough to get this book, They Thought for Themselves. It's a now book by God, available for a donation of $15 or more. The title, They Thought for Themselves. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.